If the latest developments regarding the religious right, schools, the Ten Commandments, and the overturning of the teaching of evolution in schools doesn't make you sit up and take notice, I just don't know what will. Just when it seemed that the religious right might have been defeated, they come back with a vengeance. I don't give a rat's butt about who or what anyone worships, and believe me, I've seen and heard some of the strangest beliefs you would ever want to know about. But, like I said, this isn't about my disapproval or approval of anyone's religion. It's about a group of people who want to shove their religion down everyone's throat and will stop at nothing until they do so. It's not about God. It's about control, and it's about power. We have these fanatics, and that's exactly what they are, forcing their religion into our public life. They're trying to drape their Ten Commandments in every public building that they can, and now they are demanding and unbelievably succeeding in having the teaching of evolution in public schools curtailed in favor of creationism. What's utterly dumbfounding about all of this is that one has to wonder whom the idiots are that are running these schools and why they are capitulating to these zealots. I can't resist throwing into this mix of religious zealotry Dr. I'm not really a Pharisee, but I play one on radio, Laura, who, in addition to her normal pious moralizing for profit, apparently suggested the other day that we would be better off as a country if the government declared martial law and posted soldiers on every corner. Of course, I'm sure that she would have that be Christian soldiers marching onward as to holy war. And the holy warriors are coming after whom? Well, they're coming after you. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do when the vicious Christians are coming after you? My God. Have you ever noticed that, as practiced, Christianity has been the best friend the billionaires have ever had? There'll be pie in the sky when you die. The Christian church, when it has had undue influence and control of the secular government of kingdoms and countries throughout history, has a track record of slaughter and butchery. Can anyone say Inquisition? And they're up to it again. Back in the Dark Ages, for the most part, the church controlled what education was available, and I think it's clear that they didn't use that power to enlighten the masses. And if you remember your history, anyone who dared to challenge the theories of the day could easily find themselves being scourged. If you don't know what that means, look it up. The church has sided with the rich and powerful for centuries, forgetting quite well the teachings of Jesus. Why? Because the church is part of the ruling class. They are huge property owners and money-making enterprises, and what protects the interests of the rich also protects their interests. I mean, the Catholics even supported Nazism, and while there are many street-level religious who work diligently on behalf of the poor and disenfranchised both here and in other parts of the world, they have often found themselves at war with the hierarchy of their own organizations, who were less than thrilled that any meaningful activity that would challenge the powerful was going on. Talk? Well, talk is fine. Just don't stir the masses up so they think that they have a right to justice in this life. I mean, frankly, if Jesus were to hear some of the things that go on in his name, he'd turn over in his shroud. Look, I've said this before and I'll say it again. These people are dangerous, and I mean really dangerous. I did a story on something called the Chalcedon Foundation once, and what they are is the theological rock that most of these right-wing organizations are built upon. They want the destruction of any form of secular government and want it replaced with the direct law of God. Now the question is, who is God? And who will interpret what God wants? Do you think it's going to be you? We hear talk about the Islamic Taliban in Afghanistan and how they're going nuts on the people with Islam. What do you think these folks will do if they're allowed to set up a religious government here? And that's what they want, nothing less, and they're not going to be content with letting people live their own lives. That's already been proved. The adage of the frog in the pot really applies here. When you turn up the heat slowly, the frog sits there until one day it's been boiled before it knows it. Doesn't it feel like it's starting to get a little warm in here to you? My name's Mike Thornton. This has been Full Logic Reverse.